Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hey! Connor, meet Conan, meet Sona.
Connor, it's very nice to meet you.
Hey, Conan. Hi, Sona.
Hi.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Connor.
The first thing that pops is your shirt. You look like a low-rent Hawaiian detective.
I like it.
No, it's
Magnum PI.
Yeah, it's very much that. You have a nice. It's a nice shirt. It really pops. It really does pop.
He looks like a CIA pilot that's running like bootleg missions into Thailand.
Oh,
I'm gonna stick with low rent Hawaiian detective. Okay. All right. And because I said it twice and with force, I think I'm going to win. Your name is Connor Ferguson. That's a terrific name. What's your deal, man? Yeah. Where are you coming from?
Fellow Irishman.
Well, let's not get crazy. We don't know. There could be all kinds of stuff in there. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Vancouver, BC.
Oh, I love Vancouver.
Me too. The Couve.
Yeah.
Oh. What?
Has anyone called it the Couve?
The cool people call it the Couve.
No, they don't.
Oh, sure. No one calls it that. Is that true?
If you're wearing this shirt, you do.
There we go.
Yeah. No. The Couve sounds like a venereal disease.
Well, it's that too. And the cool people call that the Couve.
I got the Couve in the Couve.
What?
You're in Vancouver, which is one of my favorite cities. I've been there many times. I performed there a couple of years ago, just before COVID. Maybe I started COVID. I'm not sure. Mm. But Oh my God.
So proud of yourself.
You're really on fire today. That's terrific, Matt. There's a theater in downtown Vancouver that's named after Queen Elizabeth. Is that right? Oh God, this is
the Queen Elizabeth Theater.
Oh good. Is there a pause here? I'm thinking there's a
lag.
I think there's a little bit of a lag because I'll say something and there'll be this awkward silence, and then Connor will say, "Yes, there is that theater," but in the silence, it'll make it feel like I'm insane.
It's not you. It's just technology. Connor's there for
I'm just
you.
Really thinking about my answers. I just really want to win that car.
You're gonna win it. Oh, we're gonna get you. It was the first Prius ever made, and it caught fire, and we saved it for you. So, Connor Ferguson, tell us about yourself. What do you do?
I am a director for animated TV shows.
Oh, that's anything? So cool. That's cool. I know a little bit about that. What? Anything that I would know? Any shows or films or anything? Any work that we would have seen?
Right now, I'm directing a kids show called Fireman Sam. It's a fire safety show, a Welsh fire safety show for the BBC.
Oh, wow. Huh. That is so specific. Yeah. It is a Welsh fire safety show. That is the most specific assignment.
Yeah. Is there different fire safety in Wales?
Yeah. Can't you just fall into a bog if you catch fire? Just drop and roll into the nearest bog.
It's been on since like the 80s. It started as a claymation show, like the same people that made Postman Pat, if you've ever heard of that show. From way back in the day.
Which is that a, is Postman Pat also from
Northern Ireland?
It's a British show.
Yeah.
But,
it's a Belfast claymation show that tells people how to gargle with salt water.
Exactly. But I've also worked on Go Dog Go, some Lego TV shows, the Addams Family animated movie.
Cool.
A bunch of superhero shows, and Sausage Party. I was on that for 2.5 years.
Wow.
Oh, I think my wife wrote on that. She helped write on that movie, I think.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
This is where we find out that she didn't write on it. She was up to something else and never told you.
Oh, no.
I'm a writer on Sausage Party. Oh, good then. Here's the credit card and I'll see you later.
She also wrote on Ninja Turtles and would come home and say, instead of Shredder, she'd go, yeah, we wrote for Schneider.
She got the name of one of the main characters wrong.
It's his brother.
Yeah.
Shredder's brother, Schneider.
He does all the administration work for Shredder.
Yeah.
I think I've brought that up before. I apologize.
That's okay. That's okay. You're costing her work in the business. So Connor, you've worked on these. I know a little bit about animation because years and years ago I worked on The Simpsons. And so I know that it's kind of it's kind of fascinating. I mean, the whole process is fascinating. There's so much that goes into it. I think it's really cool that you get to do that.
Yeah, it's super fun. It's such a long process. Even like a TV show is relatively quick compared to like a feature film will take 2 to 4 years to do. But yeah, there's a lot into it. Like we do an episode is about 12 minutes long and it takes about 8 to 10 weeks of animation to do, plus post-production and then rewrites after you animate, you go back and do it. And
plus you got to put it on a boat to Wales.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
it's gotta be shipped.
One of the things that I found about animation, which is a blessing and a curse, is that you're allowed to fiddle with dialogue up until the last second, because often the mouth movements are so imprecise that you can be changing up dialogue. Most people would think the dialogue would be locked in. No, in my experience, we would be working on a script, it would go off to the animation, and then up until the last minute, I mean, sometimes until maybe 2 days before it aired, we could be dropping in different lines.
Whoa.
And that's great for quality control because you can keep improving lines, but also it's a problematic in that you're never quite done. And so I loved, to me, my observation was when I got into late night TV, there was no time. You did it. It was done. And if it went great, fine. If it didn't, get to work on the next one and shut up. And there was something kind of, I'm trying to think of the word, kind of refreshing about that because you couldn't obsess too much. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we like especially with the computer animation because you can go in and just isolate that animation in the mouth and then change that right up until it gets delivered. It could be rendered and lit and everything, but all the time, yeah, switching lines. The client wants to change something. On Sausage Party, it was being rewritten all the time. We'd be finished something, and then the writers would go back, like, oh, we thought of something funnier. Oh, we think bath salts are funnier than heroin. So let's replace all
it is,
the
though.
Heroin lines with bath salts.
Yeah, it is. First of all, I want to congratulate your writers because that is not even in question. Yeah. Bath salts always win over heroin.
Yeah. In every way.
In every way.
Yeah.
And even as a product, it's just a better product because you can always use it as a bath salt.
That's right.
Yeah. Or get whacked out, take off all your clothes, run down the highway and cannibalize someone.
Yeah, eat someone's face.
Yeah. So, but more on that later.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your life, Connor. I'm curious, what kind of life have you had? You seem like a happy, well-adjusted fellow.
You also seem really cool.
Yeah, you do. Like, you seem real cool.
Effortlessly cool.
You're very
Canadian.
I try
to be. Yeah. I don't think I am. I'm a tall, lanky guy like you, Conan. I've had the same life growing up, ridiculed for just being a lanky, tall giant.
Excuse me, I was never ridiculed for that. I don't know.
Sorry, praised.
Connor, you just went way out on a limb. Well, Conan, like you, I've been mocked and ridiculed my entire life. I have the same shape face as you, Conan, and to this day, I'm a virgin. Yeah,
toast to me, too.
Yeah, exactly.
just guessing the weirdest shit.
Yeah, like you, Conan, my urine stream is weak and bubbly.
Come on.
With chocolate treats mixed into dark chocolate ice cream, the Tillamook Chocolate Collection is a chocolate game changer. Because the thing that pairs best with chocolate is more chocolate. Tillamook Chocolate Collection Ice Cream. Extraordinary dairy.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
So anyway, how tall are you?
I'm 6'7".
Fuck, oh my God, 6'7".
Oh, wow.
Wow, I see, I wouldn't have picked that up at
too
all.
Too tall.
No. Possibly. It depends. You probably have to live in a special home that's been designed for you. Did you have an architect come in and change the doorways for you? Because I top out at 6'4", which means I can still live in a regular house.
Oh.
Huh. Although when I was in your house, Gourley, there were times where I felt like when I'd go use the powder room, I think I could tear my way into the other part of the house with just my bare hands.
That little bathroom is the tiniest bathroom.
Yeah, and I put my hands on either side of my body, and I thought I could just push, and the whole house would collapse.
Yeah, we literally have to put a corner sink and a corner toilet in there because there's not room for standard versions of this.
Right, right. No, I did note that and thought I got to bring it up on the podcast.
You're welcome in the normal bathroom if you'd like.
No. I liked it in there.
Okay.
I felt it was like one of those weighted blankets. I felt very comfortable lying in there. I just lay down on the floor and curled up in the fetal position in
There's
your bathroom.
No room.
And you went in there thinking about just destroying his house.
Yeah. Oh, I did. I thought I was there and it's very beautiful and very nice. But there's, you know, when you're a larger guy and you're in a smaller house, you do fantasize about tearing it apart.
What?
Piece
that did not
by
occur
piece.
To me. Do you do that, Connor?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I recently moved into a house. And I tore out walls and I got to customize it to make it a little bit
you
bigger
guys have
for me
like
and just sort of things like doorways a little higher.
You have like kaiju complex.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Like a Godzilla.
Godzilla. Just say Godzilla.
Well, no, kaiju, it encompasses all great monsters. Mothra, Ghidra.
Well, no, I don't have a Ghidra or a Mothra complex. I do have a Godzilla complex. Oh. So you shouldn't say, you know, you should specify.
How am I to know what kind of kaiju complex you have? I'd rather
look
do
at me. Do I look like a Mothra? Do I look like a Mothra to you?
You really want me to answer that?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Listen, I'm sorry, Connor. It's so embarrassing when we welcome you into our very small podcast home and you at 6'7 come in and we start fighting and you are forced to go into our podcast powder room and tear it apart. I feel terrible for you and for everyone involved. But you seem like a happy, well-adjusted fellow. You're 6'7". I think that's a great height.
Yeah.
Any taller and
it's too tall.
It's too tall. You think 6'7 is too tall?
Yeah, I can't get jeans or t-shirts a little easier. You can get them on the internet. But I tried looking up that place that Goldblum was talking about where he suggested you go and get your jeans in L.A.
Yeah, Schaefer Garment Hotel.
The something hotel.
Schaefer Garment Hotel.
Those are some Hollywood prices, though.
Well, they weren't. I mean, first of all, they seemed reasonable to me. And
You have a different scale.
Yeah. I don't think so. I think $35,000 for a pair of jeans is very reasonable. And I put them in the back of my Testarossa, drove to my helicopter, and came right home. And so my life is just like yours, Connor.
All of Conan's jeans are insured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lloyd's of London insures each ass cheek of my jeans.
Well, I'm kind of fascinated with you. You're 6'7" and you look that effortlessly cool. Seeing you walk down the street must just make people's day.
I guess so. If people like to stare. It's a little, I get used to it.
I don't mean just because you're tall, but you just, you present a really pleasing package.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying I'm in love with you, Connor.
Why don't you get a room?
Why
don't you get a room with a corner toilet and a corner sink?
Look at this guy. Jesus. He's a lovable scoundrel. He's got cleft chin, fine head of Kurt Russell hair.
You do look like a Disney prince a little bit.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. I've been looking at the bookcase behind him, so I guess something's wrong with me.
Why?
I'm just saying.
I always go to the books, you know, those look interesting. Oh, he's got Vonnegut. He's got Slaughterhouse 5.
He's got Breakfast of Champions. I wonder if he has that in another room.
It's just too bad you're all the way up in the couve, you know?
Well, why?
Oh my God. If you say the couve one more time. It's too bad that you have the couve. That's very hard to cure at 6'7". You need a lot of penicillin. Do you have a question for me, Connor? Disease. Is there any way that I can help you? Is there a question I can answer for you?
I'm curious. Have you, other than The Simpsons, obviously, have you ever pitched an animated show or wanted to create an animated show or had like a premise for something like that?
That's a good question. No, I don't think so. I think it's funny. I think of myself as an animated character. I really do. I think of myself as a cartoon and that's how I think I present in the world as an animated character in search of his animated world, but somehow I'm misplaced. But I think the hair, the way I behave, my sense of myself has always been cartoon. And that was my earliest influence in comedy was Warner Brothers cartoons. That's where I think I learned 90% of my timing from cartoons that were made in the 40s and 50s, for Warner Brothers. And that's where I picked up so much of who I think I am.
You are kind of a Daffy Duck personality.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. No. Yeah. I love to, when I come into any money, I go, yoo-hoo, I'm rich. And I jump around the room. I'm also quick to, the minute someone else has good fortune, my whole face turns.
Yeah.
And I am like, that's despicable.
He's my favorite.
Yeah, he's fantastic. He's fantastic. I think I'm a little bit him and, yeah, so that's how it's interesting. I've not once I got my own show.
But with your interest in history and crimes of history and stuff, would you maybe relate something like one of your interests where you could sort of tell those stories in an interesting way with an animated show?
You know, it's funny. I think I just couldn't be too involved because I'm too impatient. I like to go and make things. The medium that I found that works for me is think about it, go out, make it happen, and then try and get it on TV as quickly as possible. That's what works for me. And I think getting back to, as much as I loved and admired working for all these people on The Simpsons and loved the work I did there, having there be a year elapse between, or sometimes a year and a half between concept and seeing it on television, just didn't work for me. It's too much time. And so I like things that are just thrown together. You get it out there. It upsets people and you move on. That's my motto. Well, Connor, I have a feeling we'll meet up one day. I do. I think I'm going to be the next time I'm in Vancouver.
I hope so.
I have a feeling we'll meet up too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
The couve?
Yeah.
Then you'll both have the couve.
Oh, yeah.
I have a feeling.
The couve.
Well, that's how you get it.
I have a feeling that the next time I'm in Vancouver and I'm headed to the Queen Elizabeth Theater where I'm doing my one man show. Conan O'Brien's inner Mothra. I'm going to see a really cool 6'7" Kurt Russell private detective walking down the street.
Yeah.
Who's wearing jeans that were stolen from Schaefer Garment Hotel because he didn't want to buy them. And I'll know I have a friend.
Or the ankles are just too high.
Right. I had to wear those. My pants didn't fit, and kids always said, "Where's the flood? Where's the flood?" I had 3 years of my life of hearing, "Where's the flood? Hey, where's the flood?" And I just hated it.
But where was the flood?
The flood was in my mind. My self-esteem was flooded with pure hatred.
Right here, in your heart.
Connor, it's been very nice talking to you. You're a fine fellow.
Awesome to talk to you.
And just keep doing what you're doing, man, because it seems to be working.
Don't change a thing.
Yeah. Life is good if you're Connor Ferguson.
Yeah.
Look at that smile.
All right, well, great to meet you, Sona and Matt.
You too.
Yeah. Take care, Connor. Nice talking to you.
Bye, Connor. All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Bye.
See ya.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan, with Conan O'Brien, Sona Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Welcome back to our studio, where we have a special guest with us today, Toucan Sam from Fruit Loops. Toucan Sam, welcome.
It's my pleasure to be here. Oh, and it's Fruit Loops, just so you know.
Fruit?
Fruit.
Yeah, fruit.
No, it's Fruit Loops, the same way you say studio.
That's not how we say it.
Fruit Loops, find the loopy side.